Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Maker, Creator and Sustainer of the Universe. We send darood and salam upon the final messenger of Allah, Sayyidina wa Nabiina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are greatly blessed, most fortunate, most favored by our Maker and our Creator, Allahu wahdahu la sharika la, by the one Almighty Allah that we bow and prostrate to, that we adore, that we believe in, that we trust in, whose command we follow, whose commands we follow, and whose beloved Rasul, Khatibul Nabiyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil'Alameen, Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we follow. As long as we believe in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Risalat of Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we believe with absolute faith and trust in Akhirah, that there is a world aside from this one that we are living in, besides this one, that there is an enormous world, a great world, a huge world, an eternal world, a perfect world which is to come. This phase of human life, which we call dunya, which we call this world, is a temporary phase. And we are going to return. Is it correct to say we are going to return? I don't think so. It's not a return, basically. It's going back home. But that home that we are going back to, Allah has put us through a test and trial in this dunya, that if we have lived in this dunya in accordance with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only and only then will we return to the home that we belong to with success, with falah, with success, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person will return home or go back home. I'm putting it in terms which will make us understand. As I say, it's not really a return. To go back to your home is not a return. It is where we actually belong. That is our home. This dunya? No. This dunya, this worldly phase, this material phase, this body, human body of us that we carry, this physical body, belongs to the earth. It was created by, it was made by, it was manufactured by, it was fashioned by, it was designed by the Qudrat, the Hukum, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a temporary phase wherein we are just going to decay, we're going to rot, and we will return to the sand and the clay and the earth from which we have been constructed. We are going to look now at a poem, and this being the third of Sha'ban of the year 1429 after the Hijrah, equivalent to the 4th of August of the year 2008. It is a Monday evening. This particular poem which Sheikh has selected is called Complete Meditation of Death. It is the third poem that I am about to recite, to translate, and to explain to you. And this particular poem takes us through certain phases wherein we are reminded of the inevitability of death, the inescapability of death, that none of us, no human being at all, has ever existed, has ever been born in this world, will not taste of. This is how we proceed. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The poet states as follows. He say, "Tu baraye bandagi hai yaad rak, behrasar af gandagi hai yaad rak, warna phir sharmindagi hai yaad rak, chand roza zindagi hai yaad rak." O man, remember, you have been created for the sole purpose of the worship of one Allah, O man, remember, therefore, to be always humble, to be always modest, to be always unostentatious. As long as you live in this world, pride should not go into your head. You have no reason for doing so, no matter what your status, no matter what your position, no matter what the degree of your wealth, it doesn't matter. Always be humble, be modest, and be unostentatious. Remember that if you are not humble, warna phir sharmindagi hai yaad rakh, chand roza zindagi hai yaad rakh. Remember that if you are not humble and sincere, then shame and disgrace will follow you. And also bear in mind always that this life is for living, but this life which is for living in this world is only a life of a few days, a few months, or a few years.
Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
One day you are surely going to taste death, for death is inevitable. So live and do as you please. If you think your life is going to be forever on this earth, for death is unavoidable, and death is the ultimate end of life.
Tune mansab bhi koi paya to kya, ganj si mo zar bhi haath aaya to kya, kasre ali shah bhi banwaya to kya, dabdaba bhi apna dikhlaya to kya.
Very beautifully the poet states, if you have attained status and position in this world, so what? If you have gained wealth and opulence and treasures and fortunes in this world, then what is the true meaning of the richness and the wealth of your possessions? All the properties you have, the businesses you have, the industries you have, the possessions you have. So what about it? How much of a real gain is those material things? If you have built a magnificent mansion filled with treasures, so what? If you have displayed your pomp, if you have demonstrated your splendor and your grandeur, then what is the real meaning of all that? The poet asks the question, are these of everlasting value? Are they of permanent value? Consider seriously. I said at the beginning that a poet expresses in a couplet, in one line, in one verse, over which you can write an entire book. These are expressions filled with meaning.
Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
Poet reminds us again, one day you are going to surely taste death, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please, but remember, death is unavoidable, and death is the ultimate end of life. The poet now continues.
Is Kaisar aur Sikandar aur Jam chal base, Zal aur Sehrab aur Rustam chal base, Kaise kaise Sher aur Zekham chal base, Sab dikha kar apna dum kham chal base.
Remember that powerful despots, autocrats, rulers, emperors, kings, mighty ones, that powerful despots like Caesar, the Caesar of Rome, Roman Empire had a whole series of Caesars, that was the title that was given to them. What wealth they had, what possessions they had, how many countries they conquered, you can't even count. Their wealth you can't even estimate. They had everything. Remember the powerful despots like Caesar, Alexander the Great, and Jam, all died in the end. Other dictators like Zhao and Saharab and Rustam, these are in Asia, these rulers. Zhao and Saharab and Rustam were also struck by death. No one has escaped death, no matter how powerful you are. What strong and powerful rulers they were. All of them finally died, leaving no imprint of their tale. In other words, the end was all the same. Death took its toll. Death took its toll and left none behind, no matter how rich they were and no matter how powerful they were. One day Malik al-Maut came to them and said, your time is up. You leave all your palaces and all your wives and all your wealth and all your treasures, all your clothes, leave everything behind. I'm going to take you away and do whatever you want to. You cannot resist me. Your ruh will be removed from your body. That is my mission, and none can or is able to resist or reject my task. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. One day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is the inevitable end of all. So live and do as you please, but remember, death is unavoidable, and the ultimate end of life is death. Zor ye tera na bal kam aayega, aur na ye tu le amal kam aayega, kuch na hangam ajal kam aayega, ha magar acha amal kam aayega. Remember your authority, your power, your strength, your wealth will be of no avail to you, will be of no benefit to you. And your long and cherished hopes, your fancy dreams, your imagination will be of no use to you whatsoever. The delay in the arrival of death shall also be of no avail. Sometimes you live to 90, you live to 100, you live to 120. But bear in mind, your time is going to come. The delay in the arrival of death shall also be of no avail to you, but your deeds and pious acts will be your support. That is going to be your succor. Kuch na hangame ajal kam aayega, ha magar acha amal kam aayega. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. The poet again repeats, he says, one day, no matter who you are, but one day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is the your inevitable end. So live and do as you please, for death is unavoidable. Death is the ultimate end of life. Kaise kaise ghar ujare maut ne, khel kitno ke bigare maut ne, peel tang kya kya bichhade maut ne, sarokat kabro me gare maut ne. Beautiful and wondrous designs of homes and mansions did death devastate. While people were alive and they had the money and they had the plans, they built beautiful homes, wonderful gardens. They went to the architect, they changed the rooms, the window patterns, and all the fancy things they did. Wanted beautiful gardens, beautiful and wondrous. You haven't even seen them. I've been to the East, and let me tell you, some of those palaces are so magnificent. I've been in Lucknow. The palaces there, you know, you stand absolutely dumbstruck at the beauty. In Lahore, I've seen palaces there. I've seen gardens there, like the Shalimar Gardens. Your head doesn't work. You go and see the Taj Mahal, and you just wonder. You just stand there in amazement, and you say, but they had to go. All the people that built it, what happened? What happened eventually? They all had to go. Beautiful and wondrous designs of homes and mansions did that. What did it do? It devastated it. How many wonderful games and amusing sports and contests has that brought to an end? In their lifetime, what happened? Akbar, King Akbar, Emperor Akbar in India, I went to his palace. It is so huge, cast in stone, blocks of stone which the workers, not brick, in stone which they had to cut from the mountainside and carry and bring and place it, the whole huge fort, huge palace he built of it. And then on the top floor, flat floor of stone, on there all his games are there. His chessboard, up till now you can, huge chessboard, bigger than this masjid, several times bigger than this masjid, was his chessboard. And he played there. He played his chess there. He had his all his fun and games there. Many others also. Europe? Why talk only of the East? Even in Europe. Yes. Rome? How many contests with animals and men and fighters and sword fights and all the rest of it? Here it is. The poet asks, he says, how many wonderful games and amusing sports and contests has death brought to an end? How many huge and gigantic shapes and forms has death subdued? How many heads and bodies has death not delivered into their graves? Poet asks the question, did they live forever? Consider, you who never want to even think of death, you don't even want to pause, you are so full of yourself, we are so full of ourselves, no time to pause, reflect and wonder that one day I have to go. Have I prepared for my departure from this world? Did they live forever? Asked the poet. All these huge thousands and thousands of despots, emperors, rulers, kings, what happened to them? Did they live forever? Never. The poet goes on, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. One day you are also going to taste death. Bear in mind, O Muslim listeners, respected brothers and sisters, one day mothers and fathers, uncles and aunts, sons and daughters, one day you are also going to surely taste death. For death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this world. If that is your choice, live and do as you please. But remember, death is unavoidable and it is the ultimate end of life. Kuchahan ay bekhabar hone ko hai, تاب کے غفلت سحر ہونے کو ہے باندھ لے توشہ سفر ہونے کو ہے ختم ہر فرد بشر ہونے کو ہے. Oh you ignoramus, oh you ignorant fool, you call yourselves human, you call yourselves a man, you call yourselves a woman, you call yourselves by high titles, you want to be known with a title. Oh, you ignoramus, are you not aware that you are going to depart shortly from this earth that you consider as your paradise? For how long will you remain heedless and negligent in this world? Do you not realize that the break of dawn is near? Prepare provisions for the journey towards death. Is due to commence shortly. Your death is due to commence shortly. Remember, once you pass your middle age, 30, 35, 40, you're very fortunate if you've lived for that time. What is going to happen immediately thereafter? From there, you grow younger, you grow older. What happens then? Your end is not far away. Prepare provisions for the journey towards your death, because your death is due to commence shortly. Remember, the end of everyone commences with death. Life doesn't end with death. Life commences with death. Look, this life is temporary. The life which is to come is eternal. In other words, permanent. You're going to live forever. There is no death anymore. One of the first things that will happen in Jannah, in Akhirah actually, one of the first things that will happen is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call up, they call it the Dumba, a sheep will be called up. The sheep represents death, and it will be slaughtered and finished, and Allah will inform all the dwellers of heaven and hell. Allah will inform them, death has come to an end. I have terminated death with the sacrifice of the sheep. Death has come to an end. There is going to be no more death. Nobody in Jannah or Jahannam is ever going to die now. Here it is. Band le to sha safar hone ko hai, khatam har farde bashar hone ko hai. And ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. One day you are also going to surely taste of death, O my friend, says the poet. One day we are all surely going to taste of death, for death is going to be our inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this dunya if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable. And remember, death is the ultimate end of life. Nafsa shaita hai khanjar dar baghal, waar hone ko hai ae ghafil samhal. Aana jaye deen o imaan mein khalal, baz aha baz a ae bad amal. The poet says, remember, your nafs, your lower self, your passion, your emotion. Remember your nafs, your lower self, and shaitan combine to put a dagger into your side, to stab your lower self, your lusts, your desires. You know what your emotion does? Shaitan from the outside, your lust and your desires, your haram lusts and desires, they combine with shaitan and they push a dagger right into you. Their attack will be surely launched at you. Therefore, O heedless one, be always awake, be always alert. Do not permit any deficiency and weakness to creep into your deen, to creep into your iman. Immediately stop and abstain from sins and transgression. O listeners of this poem, this is what the poet is saying. Listen to what this poem. Do not permit any deficiency and weakness to creep into your deen, into your iman. Immediately stop and abstain from sins and transgressions, O neglectful one. Why pursue what is going to damage you, what is going to destroy you? Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. One day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable, and death is going to be the ultimate end of your life. Dafatan sar par jo aap pahunchi ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan dare amal. Jayega ye bebaha mauke nikal, phir na hath aayegi umr bebadal. Then suddenly one day, when you least expect it, death will be at your door.
then where are you due to your unpreparedness? And where are the collection of your deeds, your pious and obedient deeds and acts? This means that this precious opportunity to present your good and pious deeds before the angel of death, Malak al-Maut, will be forever lost. You are unprepared. You have nothing. What have you done? What have you prepared? What have you put aside of your amal? Do bear in mind of your good and pious deeds. Do bear in mind, O man, to this earthly life we are never going to return. This world, when we leave this world via death, it will be gone for good. We are never going to come, we are never going to return to this world to do good deeds again. That's the end. When death comes along, we are gone for good. Pirnahat aayegi umra be badal ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. One day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is your inevitable end. So live and do as you please if that is your wish, if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable and death is the ultimate end of life. The poet continues, Tujhko ghafil fikre uqba kuch nahi, khana dhoka aish dunya kuch nahi, zindagi chand roza hai kuch nahi, kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi. To you, O neglectful man, O neglectful woman, to you, O neglectful one, the concern for akhirah may mean nothing to you, for it is dispensable as far as you are concerned. Do not be deceived, O friend, do not be deceived. The joys and luxuries of this world are but a deception, and they are clearly false. The few days of this life are but deception, and reliance and dependence in this worldly life is useless, absolutely useless. To place trust in the material world is unworthy of a Muslim. A believer in Allah, in the word of Allah, in the command of Allah, in the teaching and preaching of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to place trust, any kind of trust in this world, is unworthy of you, of your belief, and of your deeds. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. One day, oh my friend, one day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please if that is your choice. But remember, and remember well, death is unavoidable, and death is the ultimate end of life. He yaha se tujhko jana ek din, qabr mein hoga thikana ek din, muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din, ab na ghaflat mein ginwana ek din. Remember, O man, one day you will have to depart from this world. You cannot avoid it. One day you will definitely have to depart from this world. One day your abode will surely be the grave or that hole in the ground. One day, but definitely, but absolutely, you are going to go into that grave. One day you will have to show your face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din, ab na ghaflat mein ginwana ek din. One day you have to show your face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, do not spend even one moment in negligence. Do not spend even one moment in heedlessness. Time is precious, oh my friend, time is precious. So use every moment of it in the pursuit of obedience to Allah ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek din marna hai آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے.
One day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please, my friend, if that is your choice in this world. But remember, death is unavoidable, and it is going to be the ultimate end of your life.
Sabke sab hain, sabke sab hain, reh rahe koi fana, ja raha hai har koi sue fana. بہ رہی ہے ہر طرف جو اے فنا, بہ رہی ہے ہر طرف جو اے فنا, آتی ہے ہر چیز سے بو اے فنا.
Remember, O conceited one, proud and arrogant one, remember, you conceited one, remember, everyone is a traveler on the road towards his death. Everyone is advancing towards the viciousness of death. For death is agonizing. Remember, death is a very painful procedure. The river of death is flowing. Beh rahi hai har taraf jo hai fana. The river of death is flowing towards us from all sides continuously. From everywhere is emerging the smell of death. آتی ہے ہر چیز سے بوئے فنا. Death surrounds us all the time, and we receive notice of it every day.
ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے.
One day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please. Oh my friend, live and do as you please in this world. If that is your choice, oh, there is no compulsion. Allah is not going to compel you to worship Allah. Allah is not going to compel you to make salah. Allah is not going to compel you to give zakah. Allah is not going to compel you to fast in the month of Ramadan. Allah is not going to compel you and force you to go for Hajj Baytullah. Allah is not going to force and compel you to make tilawat of the Quran Majid. Allah is not going to force and compel you to obey the sunnah of Sayyidina Nabina Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah is not going to force and compel you to follow the Sharia of Islam. Allah is not going to force you to eat that which is halal, to earn that which is halal, and to avoid that which is haram. It is your choice. Do whatever you want to in this world, if that is your choice. But my friend, remember, death is unavoidable. It is going to catch up with you. And remember, that is the ultimate end of life. No return to this world again.
Hey lutfe aish dunya chand roz, hey lutfo aish dunya chand roz, hey na dore jam o meena chand roz, dar e fani mein hai rehna chand roz, ab tu kar le kar e uqba chand roz.
The beauty and the splendor of this world is but for a few days. Beware, O negligent one. Do not attach your heart to this material, temporary world. Do not pass your time in it with heedlessness and neglect. O my friend, be alert. O you who are absorbed in negligence and carelessness, be cautious. Be cautious.
Chandroza hai ye dunya ki bahar, dil laga isse na ghafil zinahar, umr apni yun na ghaflat mein guzar, hooshiyar, ae mahwe ghaflat hooshiyar.
Is calling upon you. Actually, this I skipped a verse, so I'm going over it again.
Chand roza hai ye dunya ka bahar,
the beauty and splendor of this world is but for a few days.
Dil laga isse na ghafil zinahar,
beware negligent one, do not attach your heart to this material and temporary world.
عمر اپنی یوں نہ غفلت میں گزار, ہوشیار اے محو غفلت ہوشیار.
Do not pass your time in this world in heedlessness, in total neglect. Be alert, O you who are absorbed in negligence and carelessness. Be cautious. Be very, very cautious.
ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے.
My friend, remember, one day you are also going to surely taste death. It will come to you, for death is your inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this dunya, if that is your choice, if so is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable, and death is the ultimate end of life.
ہے یہ لطف و عیش دنیا چند روز, ہے یہ دور جام و مینا چند روز, دار فانی میں ہے رہنا چند روز, اب تو کر لے کار عقبا چند روز.
This worldly pleasure and the joys and luxuries of this world are only for a few days duration, only of a few days duration. This period of life on earth, of glass and goblets, of windows and panes, are but a few days. You know, when we're building homes, planning homes, how we look to all these little things. The poet is reminding us, when you plan your death, do you plan it like you plan the building of a home, a construction, purchase of a car, purchase of goods for the home, purchase of goods for yourself? How carefully you plan, you budget, you say, I've got so much, so I can only spend so much. Therefore, all my needs, my necessities, you plan, you scheme, you discuss, you consult. You say, look, I'm earning so much, so I can only buy so much groceries. What should I buy? I have a budget of X amount. What kind of home? A 2-bedroom home? 4-bedroom home? 10-bedroom home? How many bathrooms? What size of kitchen? What size of bedroom? What size of what kind of furniture? What kind of car? How do you, your wife, your children, your family go? How well you plan your home, your comfort, your pleasure? The poet says, do you plan your death in that particular way? Which is more important, the home that you're going to leave behind, or the death which you can never leave? Have we sat back, O Muslimin, and seriously thought that we need to plan our death? We need to know. Have we gone and made arrangement where we are going to be buried, how and where, so that when that moment comes, we know exactly what the procedure is? Have we planned who's going to give us ghusl? Who's going to make my janazah salah? Where I'm going to be buried? Have we done our preparation meticulously? If in the worldly phase our planning is so meticulous, or let's go even further, have we planned? Do we do our necessary askars? Are we carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily lives? Are we truly obedient to Allah and the Rasul? Do we make our tilawat? What goods are we going to take when Malak al-Maut comes along? Have we recited? Do we recite a juz a day? Half a juz a day? Quarter juz a day? Are we doing it with meticulous planning? Leave the world. I must complete it. Every month, 2 months, every 3 months, I must complete one full recitation of the Quran. Have I planned? Every day I must recite X amount of tasbihs. Have I planned? Every day I must recite Surah Yasin and send it for my deceased parents. I'm in this dunya because of my parents. Do I recite Surah Kahf, 18 Surah of the Quran Majid, every Yomul Jum'ah? Do I recite salawat on my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times, 200 times every Jum'ah? Am I carrying out my duty? Do I make tasbih after every salah? Do I make dua after every salah? Do I ever go home When I enter my home, do I make the sunnah dua? When I leave my home, do I make my sunnah dua? How do I greet my wife, my children, my family? What is my approach? Oh, what is my dressing? Is my dressing in accordance with the command of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I following the sunnah? Am I obedient to the sharia? That is meticulous planning, architectural planning and design. My life I must design in accordance with the command of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Am I obedient to that? What am I going to take with me when we talk of preparation? Oh yes, I know. If I don't get breakfast, I will tear my wife apart. I will swear her and abuse her. That is my planning, my strategy. My food must be there on time. And it must be properly prepared. If the salt is less, I will take off with her. I may smack her and move her around and throw her around and use abusive words with her. Is this our life? This is what the poet is asking. Hey ya lutfo aish dunya chand roz, hey ya dore jam meena chand roz, dar fani mein rehna chand roz, ab tu kar le kare uqba chand roz. We are visitors here in the world, but we are so particular about the life in this world. Are we particular where we are going to? Where we are going to live forever? Have we designed it with the perfection like we design our homes? You sit and argue with your wife and your children, I want this car. The wife says, no, I want this car. The daughter says she wants this car. The sons say he wants this car. Now the discussion, planning, meticulous plan. Each one gives their reasons why it must be their model car. What about debt? What about moat? Are we planning? I want my family. You want your family to be with you in Akhirah. You know, we are all going to be together. Are we? No, it takes planning. If we want our family to be with us, then we have certain things to do. We have certain obligations, spiritual obligations we have. For dunya, so much effort, so much sweat, so much striving. But for akhirah, no planning, no designing, no effort, no sacrifice. How are we going to get there? How will I have my wife and children, my parents, and those that are going to still come after me? My family is not going to be die after me. No. There's a continuity. My family will be not several hundred, several thousand. I want all of them to be with me. Have I planned? Have I designed? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cry, he used to weep the whole night for this ummah. For what? My ummah must be with me. I want my ummah to be with me. I want they must be with me in Jannah. And so he wept. Buckets and buckets of tears. He cried so much that his beard, tears used to run down his beard, down his chin, fall onto his breast. Tell me, for who was he crying? Planning? Yes. Meticulous? Yes. For what? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did all this for his ummah, a father, a mother, how much of crying have I sat down and really, really and seriously cried to my Allah that my family must be with me? Consider each one. Some are 20, some are 30, some are 40, some are 50, some are 60, some are 70, some are 80 years old who are listening to me. Has your beard ever been thoroughly wet with weeping for your family, making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must keep your family with you? Have you seriously wept, beseeched, have you gone into sijda and stayed in the sijda not for 15 minutes or half an hour, for over an hour? Have I in my life spent an hour in sijda position, crying to my Allah? My Rasul has done so. Sahaba Ikram have done so. Have I done so? What effort have I made to have my family with me? Oh, for dunya, how much effort we make. This is exactly what the poet is telling us. This worldly pleasure and the joys and luxuries, oh friends of mine, they are only for a few days duration. This period of life on earth, of glass and goblets, of windows and panes, of designs and architecture, they are only valid for a few days. They will only last a few days. Living in this transient and passing world is only for a few days, O friends. Therefore engage in those deeds and acts which are for the Akhirah in these days that you live here in this dunya, and see the blessings and rewards being fulfilled. They will be beyond your imagination, beyond your dreams. You will be stunned when Malak al-Maut comes to you in the last moments and he's about to take out your ruh and your eyes. He opens your eyes to the Akhirah and you are shown your destination, where you are going to. And in the transient few fleeting milliseconds, you see your whole Akhirah, where you are going to. The veils are removed from the eyes, and just before the ruh exits, the soul exits the body, you are shown your final home, your final abode. What do you want to see? Have you planned for that moment? Allahu Akbar. This is what the poet is asking us. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. The poet says, one day, O my friends, O my listeners, O my readers, one day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this dunya, if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable. Death is the ultimate end of life. Poet now continues. He says, Ishrate dunya e fani hech hai, pesh aishe jadwani hech hai, mitne wali shadmani hech hai, chand roza zindagani hech hai. The pleasure and luxuries of this ephemeral passing world is frivolous, it is trifling. You, O Muslim, you, this trifling, this cheap world, so much effort you are making for it, so much planning, so much consultation, so much designing, so much effort and sacrifice you are making on this dunya. Don't you know that the pleasures and luxuries and comforts of this ephemeral passing world is frivolous, it is trifling, it is not worth. The desires, the joys and the lusts of this life are insignificant, they are totally unworthy. The temporariness, the vanity, the delights of this transient world, they are worthless. This temporal life of a few days is paltry, it is miserable, it is absolutely useless. So why do you desire this world with so much ecstasy, with so much vehemence, with so much energy, with so much effort, with so much sacrifice, that you spend so much time and effort in acquiring it, the materiality of this dunya, with your ego and your vanity? Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Oh my friends, one day you are surely going to taste death, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So my friends, live and do as you please, if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable, and death is the ultimate end of life.
Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam, saans hai ek reh ruhe mulke adam, dafatan ek roz ye jayega tham.
Poet says life is melting like snow and ice. You know how snow melts away? Like ice melts away? The mountains around Worcester and Sealess were full with snow. The peaks were full of snow. Within 2 days, three, on the third day you couldn't see anything. What happened to all that packed snow on top? Where did it disappear?
Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam, saans hai ek reh ruhe mulke adam, dafatan ek roz ye jayega tham.
Life is melting like snow and ice, silently, gradually, and perpetually. Each one of us is going towards our death. The breath of a wayfarer or a traveler is aimed at an unknown destination and at an unknown dominion, which is the barzakh, and what comes thereafter. All of us are moving in one direction, and what direction is that? The life in the qabr, the life in the grave. Then suddenly, unexpectedly, one day, our breathing, our respiration, our organs, our senses, all of them will come to a halt suddenly when they all stop functioning. Now your eyes are working, you can see. Your ears are working, you can hear. Your mouth is working, you can eat, you can taste, you can drink. Your heart is beating, you can breathe. Your lungs, your liver are functioning. Every organ, your fingers, your hands, you can read, you can write. Your feet are moving, you can go from one place to another.
Oh yes, but there is a time coming. Saans hai ek reh ruhe mulke adam, dafatan ek roz ye jayega tham.
One moment and everything is gone. The eyes close, never to open again. No sight, no vision. The ears close, never to hear again. The heart ceases to pump, never to breathe again. That mouth closes, never to open again. Everybody, the hand ceases, never to move again. The leg ceases, never to go from one place to another again. No movement at all whatsoever. What is all this? Is it going to happen to me? No, no, I am under the impression it will happen to everybody. It's never going to happen to me. Is that the dream world you are living in?
Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
One day, oh my friends, one day you are also going to surely taste death. For death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this dunya. Allah is not going to force you. Allah is not going to compel you. Allah is not going to compel and force you, because Allah has given you the faculty of reason. You ask for the intellect. Yes, you wanted this, so that you can be superior to every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have intellect, you have the sense of reason, you have the faculty of thought. Use it. It's your choice. But use it correctly. Recognize Allah and be obedient to Allah. Recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the truth of his risalat, and be obedient to him and to his sharia. Be good, be pious. Do not be sinful and rebellious. Do not transgress. Be obedient.
Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
One day you are also going to surely taste death, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this world, if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable, and death is going to be the ultimate end of your life. The poet now continues. He says, Akhirat ki fikr karni hai zarur, jaisi karni waisi bharni hai zarur, zindagi ek din guzarni hai zarur, qabr mein mayyat utarni hai zarur. We have to definitely concern ourselves with anxiety about the hereafter. For the standard is certainly, as you do, so shall you pay. That is the rule. Most definitely, life will pass away one day. That is inescapable. Most certainly, the deceased will be lowered into their graves. From this end, not a single one will escape. This is the definite root of life. Akhirat ki fikr karni hai zarur, jaisi karni hai waisi bharni hai zarur, zindagi ek din guzarni hai zarur, qabr mein mayyat utarni hai zarur, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. One day, oh my friends, says the poet, one day we are all going to surely taste death, for death is going to be our inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this world, if that is your choice. But remember, death you will not be able to avoid. Death is unavoidable, and death is going to be the ultimate end of your life. The poet continues. He says, Aane wali kisse tali jayegi, جان تہری جانے والے جائے گی, روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی, تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی. Who can avoid that which certainly must come his way? It is unavoidable, it is inescapable. Know, O man, that the stationary soul will certainly be removed from your body, and that the soul shall be extracted from every artery, from every vein in your body. Also know for a certainty that sand will one day be thrown and cast over your body. Oh, dead body, lifeless body, that is for sure. So prepare for that unavoidable moment of time. Poetry, so prepare for that unavoidable. Tujh pe ek din khaak dali jayegi. So prepare for that moment when sand will be thrown. People will take, family members will take, and they will throw over your body sand. Do you think that day is never going to come? Or they will use shovels, spades, in order to throw a whole ton of sand over your body. Have you planned? Have we prepared? Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Allahu Akbar. One day you are also going to surely taste death. For death is going to be your inevitable end, so live and do as you please if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable, and death is going to be the ultimate end of life. The poet now continues, he says, Aane wali kisse tali jayegi. No, that's, we just did that. تو سن عمر روا ہے تیز رو, چھوڑ سب فکرے لگا مولا سے تو, گندم از گندم بریدی جو زجو, از مکافات عمل غافل مشو.
the poet continues to tell us, the years of aging are passing by. Tu sine umrwa he tezarau chhod sab tikne laga maula se tu. The years of aging, every year you are growing older, the years of aging are passing by and moving like the flow of swift water current. My friends, discard all unessential worries and problems and reflect and meditate with depth and sincerity on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worries and problems of the world frustrate you. Sometimes you discard your salah. You don't want to give zakat when things go against your wishes. When you have hard times, what do? You say, I'm not going to make ibadat anymore of Allah because my Allah is not looking after me. My Allah doesn't care for me. My Allah does not love me. So I'm not going to make any more salah. I'm not going to give zakat. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And you become rebellious. And you become a wrongdoer. And you become a transgressor. Is that right? Is that the way? The years of aging are passing by and moving like the flow of a swift water current. Friends, discard all unessential worries and problems of this world and reflect and meditate with depth and sincerity on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fikre laga maula se tu gandum az gandum barwe dezod Joza jo az mukafate amal ghafil mashu. Remember, oh my friends, remember, as you sow, so shall you reap. For wheat produces wheat, and barley produces barley. You will only receive the rewards of your deeds. So let these be good and pious deeds, oh you negligent one. Don't you realize? Good will be rewarded with good, and evil will be punished with evil. Oh, the one, here's the words, for wheat produces wheat. You will never get, if you plant wheat, don't expect to get grapes. It doesn't happen. Good deeds will produce good results. Barley produces barley. Barley will not produce apples. So what do you expect? You want to do wrong. You want to be neglectful. You want to be heedless. But you want good results. It won't happen that way. The poet says, think. Wheat produces wheat. And barley produces barley. You will only receive the rewards of your deeds. Therefore, O Muslim, let this, you who are preparing for your death, let these be good, let these be pious deeds. Oh, negligent one, don't you understand? Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. One day you are also going to surely taste death. For death is going to be your inevitable end. Oh my friends, so live and do as you please in this world if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable and it is the ultimate end of life. Bazme alam me fana ka dor hai, jaye ibrat hai maqame ghor hai. Tu hai ghafil ye tera kya taur hai, bas koi din zindagani aur hai. In the gathering of objects of the universe, there is the circulation of mortality, a continuous process, birth and death. Birth and death. Where do we come from? How many generations back do we go? Trace it. How far can we go? We have not come as a miracle. We're born of a mother. And our mother is born of a mother. And our father is born of a mother. It's a whole process. Don't you see? Don't you see? You are not independent. What independence are you claiming? Where are you independent?
For your breathing, you are dependent. For your food, you are dependent. For your hearing, you are dependent. For your motion and movement, you are dependent. For everything, you are dependent. Where does your independence come? Where does your freedom come? You want to be liberal? You want to do as you want to do? Can you? Does it make sense? This freedom that you ask for?
Bazme alam mein fana ka daur hai, jaye ibrat hai maqame ghor hai. Tu hai ghafil ye tera kya taur hai, bas koi din zindagani aur hai.
In the gathering of objects of this universe, there is a circulation of mortality, a continuous process. In these are signs and valuable lessons, matters to reflect and to ponder upon. You are nevertheless neglectful and heedless. Oh my friends, what kind of attitude, what kind of thinking are you displaying in the light of these signs and lessons in the universe? My friends, remember, in the future life, there will be completely different life to this one in the world. The life that is coming is going to be completely different to the life in this world. Here you have needs. Here you are dependent. Here, everything you need to receive, you need to work for, you need to strive for. In the life to come, there is no death. In the life to come, there is no work. In the life to come, there is no labor. In the life to come, there's no cars, there is no crafts, there nothing, no factories, no industry, no working, no doing this and doing that in order to earn, nothing of the kind. Oh yes, there's no sickness, there's no disease, there's no starving, there's no hunger, there's no thirst, there's no poverty, there's no aging even. Oh, what kind of life is that that's coming? Can we imagine? Have we sat down and pondered about the life? The poet is asking us and telling us, think carefully. What kind of dominion, what kind of life is that going to be? Ponder.
Bazme alam mein fana ka daur hai, jaye ibrat hai maqame ghor hai. Tu hai ghafil ye tera kya taur hai, bas koi din zindagani aur hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai.
Oh yes, one day you are also going to surely taste death, my friends, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please if that is your choice in the world. But remember, death is unavoidable and it is the ultimate end of life. You're not going to escape this phase. There is no ways you can run away from it. You can turn your back at it. You can hide away from it. No way.
Sakht sakht imraz ko tu seh gaya, ja rahe ghar ko sakht ja bhi keh gaya. Kya hua kuch din jo zinda reh gaya, ek jahan se le fana mein beh gaya.
Allahu Akbar. The poet says, think about the fatal illnesses you bore in the life of this world. Can you remember how sick you were as a child when your mother had to look after you? When you had fever, you surpassed, you came through that. You could have died from that fever, but you survived, you lived through it. And then after that, how often were you ill? Think about the fatal illnesses you bore in the life of this world and the harsh words of advice of well-wishers. Can you remember your uncles, your fathers sometimes, your mothers, your aunties called you up and had at your ekhaskel? They shouted at you because you were naughty? Can you remember all those times? Can you recall the harsh words of advice of well-wishers? Ponder about the few days or the months or years whilst you remained alive in this world.
Even these were washed away in the floods of mortality in this world. Nothing survives forever. There is continuous change and fluctuation. Oh, my friends, have you opened your eyes? Sakta sakh imraz ko tu seh gaya, charagar go sakta jabi keh gaya, kya hua kuch din jo zinda reh gaya, ek jahan se le fana mein beh gaya, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar de jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. One day, oh my friends, you are all going to die. You are all going to surely taste death, for death is your inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this world if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable, and death is the ultimate end of life. You can never ever escape death. It will come to you. لاکھ ہو قبضہ میں تیرے سیم و زر لاکھ ہو بالے پہ تیری چارہ گر لاکھ تو قلعوں کے اندر چھپ مگر موت سے ہرگز نہیں کوئی سفر اللہ اکبر لاکھ تو قلعوں کے اندر چھپ مگر موت سے ہرگز نہیں کوئی مدر. Even if you have 100,000 or if you have millions of gold and silver coins in your possession as your own personal property and valuable treasures, and you have thousands of remedies and cures for your recovery and good health, you are a very good doctor, you are a specialist, you have helped thousands of people to recover. All the cures you have, your medicine chest is loaded with wonderful medicines that can make you recover. The poet says, even if you have thousands or millions of gold and silver coins in your possession, and you have valuable treasures, and you have thousands of remedies and cures for you to recover from your illnesses and to regain good health, remember, and even if you are secured in 100,000 forts and castles, then too, there is no escaping from the jaws of death. No ways can you escape from Malak al-Maut. Maut se hargiz nahi koi mudar. Ek din مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. One day you are also going to surely taste death, my friend, for death is going to be your inevitable end. So live and do as you please if that is your choice in this world. But remember, death is unavoidable, and death is going to be the ultimate end of your life. سرکشی زیر فلک زیبا نہیں دیکھ جانا تجھے زیر زمین جب تجھے مرنا ہے ایک دن بالیقین چھوڑ فکر و آہ کر فکر دین. Transgression and rebellion under the sky is of no worth or value to you. Look, the fact is that under this earth you will have to go when you are buried. Since you know that one day you will inevitably have to die, then abandon and discard the worries and anxieties, the concerns and frustrations of this life and this world, and let your prevalent concern and worry be for the deen and for the akhirah, so that you gain success and victory in the life which is to come. Sarkashi zere falak zeba nahi dekh jana hai tujhe zere zameen jab tujhe marna hai ek din bil yaqeen chhod fikr ayo a kar fikr din ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. My friends, one day we are all going to die. We are all going to surely taste death, for death is our inevitable end. So live and do as you please in this world if that is your choice. But remember, death is unavoidable, and death is
the ultimate end of life. There is no way any one of us is going to escape death. So prepare for it. Be ready for it. Don't waste our times. Remember, Allah is not going to compel us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to force us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us aql. Allah has given us a sense of reason. Allah has bestowed us with an intellect. Use that. Use it in order to recognize the authority, supremacy, total control and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not shirk our responsibilities. See the day and see the night. With this faculty of thought, the sense of reason, recognize truth from falsehood and right from wrong. See the truth, see the deen, see iman, see yaqeen, see Islam. Learn it, know it, practice it. That is the only one that is known. I'm halfway through with this particular poem. Inshallah, we will end it next week. There's a lot to think over. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.